I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Recent U.S. missionary deaths prompt security conversations in Haiti. Then later, summer camp changes lives forever in the former Soviet Union. We'll tell you how you can be part of it in just a few minutes. But first, it's been 2 weeks since American missionaries Davy and Natalie Lloyd and Haitian missions director Jude Montes were brutally killed by gang members in Port-au-Prince. Montes' funeral was held last week, and the Lloyd's memorial service was on Tuesday. The trio served with Missions in Haiti Incorporated, operating an orphanage in the increasingly volatile capital. The attack has prompted other local missionaries to assess security. Christian World Outreach operates a feminine trading center in Port-au-Prince, and CWO's Greg Yoder says
safety's our big concern for them and for those who, like the ladies who come to our feminine training center in Port-au-Prince. And so we've finally made our really hard, difficult decision to suspend classes 2 weeks ago because we want their safety to be a priority.
The Feminine Training Center with CWO equipped women in Haiti with small business training. Although those classes are suspended, CWO continues to support a church and runs a feeding program for children in Port-au-Prince. However,
even to go to market or get food, it's a dangerous thing just to do anything outside your home. And so just pray for them, pray for their safety. Pray that God will intervene in some way.
Also pray God's comfort for the Montes and Lloyd families.
The ladies will still want to come. They want the training so they can start their own business or get a job if there's one available. But that's even made it more difficult for these ladies to even find a job when things are closed down.
Next, you might call Pastor Raymond Coe the disappearing man. But there's no magic trick behind this story. Just a 7-year mystery about where his captors took him. Coe's wife, Susanna, has sued both the government of Malaysia and police officers who were reportedly connected to Coe's disappearance. They're in court this week. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA.
Susanna told me when she went to a lawyer and said, hey, I want to sue the Malaysian government, the lawyer looked at her and was like, are you crazy? Like, this is the government that made your husband disappear. And now you want to sue them? You want to try to embarrass them publicly? What do you think is going to happen to you? And her boldness and her fortitude to say, no, I want answers. I understand that it's risky.
In 2019, the Human Rights Commission in Malaysia said the special branch of the police were the ones who abducted Coe, but no reason for his disappearance has been given.
As the court hearings are happening literally this week, what better time, what more strategic time is there to pray for justice and to pray that the truth will be revealed?
You can sign a petition to the Malaysian government for information about Pastor Coe. Get the full story at missionnews.org. Finally, this summer is a chance to transform a child's life for Christ. Eric Mock with the Slava Gospel Association says many orphan kids have seen extreme domestic violence or substance abuse from their parents. Some have been abused themselves.
And then they're placed in these orphanages where many, many kids have a single teacher or caregiver. And they're often not invested in like a loving parent would invest in them to show them a different way of life.
Kids come to SGA-led summer camps without a concept for what a loving and merciful Heavenly Father is like. But that begins to change when they see the care and love of the camp leaders from the local church.
In the case of war-torn areas like in Ukraine, kids that have only known stress are shown a picture of peace. Not only verbally do we talk of peace, but they're surrounded by that peace, and they're surrounded by people with joy who comfort them and care for them and love them.
For just $41, you can send a kid to camp to hear the good news of Jesus.
There are far too many orphans who do not believe in Christ and continue in the footsteps of their parents. Through these camps, we pray that many more will respond.
And we'll connect you at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.